We're going to be talking today about Israel and their celebration of their relationship with Russia. Yeah, I just said Russia. What has happened where Israel today can celebrate a relationship with Russia? I mean, to think that Vladimir Putin could be possibly more of a friend to the Prime Minister of Israel than our very own President of the United States. We are living in some very serious and challenging times. The Prime Minister of Israel just went to Russia, like I said, to be able to have a discussion with Putin regarding their last meeting back in April. They were discussing some situations involving the Syrian war, their civil war that's taking place, as well as a Palestinian peace agreement and what can be worked out. And so there are talks and furthering those discussions. But while they were there discussing, they had an exhibit that was created for Israel. It's called Open Doors. And I want to just read to you some of the remarks that the Prime Minister made while he was there. But I thought that this was interesting. He said, "We certainly feel at home." This is what the Prime Minister said, Netanyahu. "Israel's doors are open to Russia, and Russia's doors are open to Israel." Listen, we're living in some very serious days. We want to encourage you to continue to pray for Israel and pray that in this election cycle that we will elect a president that is a friend to Israel and that will stand with Israel no matter what. We have some coverage we want you to see in regards to this meeting, this celebration, if you will, of their 25-year relationship between Israel and Russia. Watch this.
The government of Moscow welcomes you to the capital of Russia. Thank you for the warm welcome in Moscow. We certainly feel at home. Israel's doors are open to Russia, and Russia's doors are open to Israel. We are marking 25 years since the resumption of relations between us, and not only in culture and technology, but in so many other fields as well. All of these things are being shown here in this innovative exhibit. There are bonds of sympathy and empathy between Israel and Russia, with a common past that has tragic chapters for both peoples, but also a very strong willingness to grasp and develop the future and move forward in creating a better world. My wife and I and our entire delegation are very moved to be here, and it is